the oboe site, you had to wait for this one. So I'll try and make it worth your while. Well, I'm sure you'll be able to tell by the quality of this transmission that I'm on my cell and off the land after an absolutely monster 36-hour push over the last 2 days. My hematuria persists, and my fingertips and cheeks feel raw and tingly. But I can't complain. I'm sitting here in the artificial warmth of my hotel room wearing nothing but my underwear. Now, you may not like how I got here. I'm going to warn you of that. But remember, this is not outdoor TV. This is the bow site. And I'm not beholden to anyone or anything besides the animals I hunt. So I'm here to tell you what really happened on this hunt, even if it's ugly. And yes, this is going to be a little bit ugly. Now, before I tell you what happened with this bear, let me explain how a polar bear hunt is supposed to work. You are out on the ice, just like we have been, just like I've been describing. And you cut either a fresh or a relatively fresh track, or even better, you actually see the bear. At that point, you assess the quality and the age of the track, which is what I've been basically talking about. Or if you see the bear, you can assess the bear that way. You also assess the direction that the bear is headed, the safety of the situation, etc., etc. And you decide to either pursue or not pursue that particular animal. Now, the dogs follow the track, and eventually, if things go well, mind you, catch up to the bear. The dogs then see the bear, and typically the visual stimulus drives them even harder. And the bear eventually tires, and at that point, the lead dog, or the strongest dogs are set free, and they bay at the bear. So with this distraction, the hunter is able to somehow slip in and make the shot, is typically how this happens. Now, what I'm describing basically is modern persistence hunting with the aid of domesticated animals. And I'm not here to debate this style of hunting, but I will say one thing about it, and that I feel strongly about. I do not care if you're an anti-hunter, the average Joe bow hunter, or an absolute bow hunting purist. If you are opposed to this style of hunting, you need to consider that position carefully, because you are diametrically opposed to your own instincts. You are opposed to your instinct to chase. Historically, biologically, and spiritually, we are wolves. We are not lap dogs. Now, with that background, I'll tell you what happened with this bear. So after careful consideration, like I was describing before, I decided to go for it, to go and chase this bear. Now, the dogs have already seen the bear, and they are super excited. We start fast, but soon we settle into a steady pace. Not much faster, actually, than what we have typically been traveling at. I'm surprised by how quickly we catch up to the bear. And when the dogs see him, they start pulling harder again. I can tell that the bear is tired, and soon I see him run in a great big semicircle and promptly lay down in what looks to be a slight depression with a snowbank at his back. So at that point, we stop the dogs, secure the komatak, and get ready to go. Now this is when things start to get ugly.